Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for another time, praise God, to time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. I'm sitting in, praise God, for our host, Apostle Gloria Porter. Praise God, I'm Bishop John Porter. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. God has been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. We have so much to be thankful for. Praise God. If he woke you up this morning, you are beyond a miracle. Praise the Lord. Man, we thank God how he's yet on the move in the earth realm and destroying yokes on our behalf. Praise God. God has been so good to us. He's been better to us than we have been to our own selves. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, if you happy in the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah. Are you happy in the Lord? Praise the Lord. Did you call in and get your prayer request in? Praise God. And man, I had some this week. Praise God. And, you know, it's, people are yet going through, amen, with different, amen, situations in their lives. Praise God. It's not only with the coronavirus, praise God, but it's all, praise God, it's, amen, other, amen, ailments, it's other situations is happening in people's lives, praise God. It's a lot of, amen, challenges is going on in people's lives. Praise the Lord, amen. Amen, we want to, we have to pray, amen. It's praying time. It is praying time, man. If we ever need to call on the name of the Lord, it's time now. It's more than the coronavirus. Praise God. Paul said we are living in dangerous time. And if we ever needed to pray, amen, it's time now, amen, to call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. We need to pray. Much prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. Man, and this is why, amen, we want you to call in. Praise God. Man, I had some phone calls this week, and some people that's very close to me. I had them in Virginia when I had my church there in Virginia. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And I tell you, you'll be surprised of what is going on in people's lives and what is happening. Praise God. But this is what prayer is all about. Prayer is universal. Am I right? Man, if we come together, amen, as a body, praise God, and call on the name of the Lord, amen, he will, amen, do great things. Praise God. He promised that. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise the Lord. Man, we just thank God how he yet destroying the yokes. Amen, on our behalf. Praise the Lord. You and I that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. You say prayers of the righteous prevail as much. Amen. Do you believe that? Huh? Okay, if you believe it, praise God. Amen. You'll call. Amen. And get your name on the prayer list. Praise God. We're not here to talk about you. Praise God. But we are here to pray. It's praying time. Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Because a quitter will never win. And a winner will never quit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me say this. If Jesus had to pray, what about you? And what about me? Huh? And he was God Almighty. Praise the Lord. Man, so it's praying time. So it's a lot going on in people's lives, praise God. Man, so much going on. trouble everywhere. But thank God that we serve a God that is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Man, so as we look to him, oh, praise God, we'll make it. He'll bring us out. Man, he promises that. Am I right? He promised us that. Okay. Amen. All right. Sister Diane, praise God. Amen. Now here's our prayer warrior, our intercessor. Amen. If you call her, give her your name, she'll put you on the prayer list. Man, she's a praying woman. I tell you, I thank God for her. Man, she will hold up the bloodstained banner. Man, she believe in prayer. Amen. So praise God. And I tell you, God moved too. Amen. All right. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father, the use of our limbs, Lord, Father. Father, being able to do, Lord, Father, not just for ourselves, Lord, Father, but for others, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you. We just glorify you, Lord, Father. Father, for we have learned not to take no one and nothing for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we don't even take you for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue, Lord, Father, to answer prayers, Lord, Father. Father, as we send them up before you, Lord. Now, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, as we touch and agree with them that ask for prayer for themselves, Father, or for their loved ones, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Curtis Jones, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to touch his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, bring him through the surgery, Lord, Father, that he's about to do, Lord, Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, you be, Lord, Father God, those surgeons right now, Lord, Father, everyone in that room right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for being in there with him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you are the best healer, Lord, Father. So we are thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing him through in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you TJ right now that has pancreas cancer, Lord, Father. Father, touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch Lord Spurgeon Walters right now also that have lung cancer right now, Lord, Father. Stage 4, Lord, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we saw what you did for Barbara, Lord, Father. Father, that she's in remission, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. Oh, Father, we just glorify you right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching Miss Maddie right now, Lord, Father. Give her the strength that she needs in you, Lord, Father. Father, as she continue to heal, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. We speak strength, Lord, Father, as her mind continue to stay upon you, Lord, Father. Father, we give you the honor, we give you the glory and the praise right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Felicia, DeAndre, Janelle, and Ariana right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue, Lord, Father, to pray against bullying right now, Lord, Father God, in schools right now, we ask you to shield and protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we pray also, Lord, Father, for their salvation and peace in their homes, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold this family before you, Lord, Father, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over that home right now, Lord, Father. And Father, anything, Lord, Father, that you find within that home that is not of you right now, Lord, Father, we ask that you cast it out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father, we release, Lord, Father, your angels right now, Lord, Father, within that home, Lord, Father. We speak peace, Lord, Father, not just within the homes, but within the mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We continue to hold before you, Nikki, right now, Lord, Father, as we ask you for favor, Lord, Father. Asking you right now, oh God, to intervene on her behalf, Lord, Father. You know what she is in need of right now, Lord, Father. Do it right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord, Father. Touch that little baby right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father, we cancel any assignment, Lord, Father, that was sent towards them right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor Mosley, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Father, continue, Lord, Father God, to speak, Lord, Father, healing and strength to her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as she continue, Lord, Father, to go forth with your word, Lord, Father. Cover her under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our apostle, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching her body right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. We continue to thank you, Lord, Father, for her strength, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father, to thank you for all that you're doing and have done and about to do for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for all those that was touching and agreeing, Lord, Father, with us for prayer, Lord, Father, as we send them up on her behalf, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Lord, Father. Father, we praise your name, Lord, Father. We lift your name on high, Lord, Father, knowing, oh God, that there was no other God but you, Lord, Father. And Father, we know, Lord, Father God, that you're working everything out, Lord, Father, for what the enemy meant for our bad, Lord, Father, you're turning it around for our good, Lord, knowing that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for hearing those prayers, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards anyone speaking or listening listening on this broadcast, Lord, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you our listeners right now, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father. Those that need that healing touch, Lord, Father. Those that need peace within their homes, within their minds right now, Lord. Father, those right now, Lord, Father, that are ready to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father. Touch their ears right now in their hearts right now, Lord, Father. Unstop the deaf ears right now and heal that broken heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And give them that ear to hear and the heart to receive the word as they come forth, Lord, Father. Father, let them also, Lord, Father, search the scriptures, Lord, Father. Father, as we go along, Lord, Father, with the word that you have given Bishop today, Lord, Father. And Father, I hold Bishop Porter before you, Lord, Father, asking you right now to decrease him as you increase in him, Lord, Father God. And Father God, show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way right now. We speak healing and deliverance right now through these airways, Lord Father, through the ears right now, Lord Father, that would hear the word right now, Lord Father. Father, we know right now it's praying time and not playing time, Lord Father. So Father, give them that ear right now, Lord Father. And Father, not just for them to hear the word and be hearers, Lord Father, but let them be doers as well, Lord Father. Let the word and their actions be as one as you and the Father is one, Lord Father. Father, that they may go out, Lord Father God, and speak, Lord Father, and teach others what they are learning right now, Lord Father, for you call us all to be ministers of the gospel, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for my leaders, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for them, Lord, Father. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father, as you continue to use them, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we take them not for granted, Lord, Father. We take not your true man and woman of God for granted, Lord, Father, for they are your mouthpiece and say what thus say the Lord, Father. And for this we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, as Apostle often always say, it's because you didn't call. Amen. We told you, amen, if you called, amen, you will hear your name. Praise God. We will pray for you, your family, or whatever the situation of the problem is. That's right. We are here, man, to pray. Man, it's praying time. And thank God for Sister Diane, amen, and for that prayer. Praise God, because truly, man, people, amen, is going through some challenges, man, in their lives. Praise God. But we know we serve a God. Am I right? Amen. He's awesome. Our God is awesome. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He will, amen, hear and answer prayer. He declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while we yet speaking, he said he will hear. Praise God. So we serve a God of the living and not the dead. Oh, I thank God. He is yet there on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for us. Man, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Come on now. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, let me give you, man, a little word here for today. Praise the Lord. Make peace with your neighbor if you would find peace with God. Make peace with God if you would find peace with yourself. Make peace with yourself if you would find peace with your neighbor. Oh, I think that in order, you know. I got to read that again, Sister Diane. Oh, come on, praise the Lord, amen. Now, you see that order? make peace with your neighbor if you would find peace with God. Make peace with God if you would find peace with yourself. And make peace with yourself if you would find peace with your neighbor. You see that order? Ain't that just like our God? Huh? He's a divine, a God of order. Huh? You see that? You can't go wrong. You can't miss it. If you go according to God's plan, you know, people have their opinion and their plan. But, oh, I thank God for God's plan. I thank God for his word. Hmm? Because he said everything is going down. But what? The word of God. See, heaven and earth going to pass away. But his word, what? Going to stand. Oh, I thank God. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know, and today, the Lord changed my message, and I thank God for it. I thought I was going to talk about one thing. I came in here this morning, praise God, and the Lord changed my message. I'm going to talk about faith. How many know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? We're going to go a little bit deeper today about faith. And we're going to use a subject, seatbelt of faith. Seatbelt of faith. Man, you know, if we get in our car now, it's a law that we got to buckle up. Am I right? Huh? Now, if you get caught, amen, whatever they stop you for, if you're not seatbelted in, you get a ticket. That's the law. That's the law of the land. It's throughout all 50-something states. Huh? So now as it is in the natural, we need to have a seatbelt of faith. I mean, we ever needed to trust God, it's time now. We're living in critical times. Paul said we're living in dangerous times. Huh? And where we look is trouble. You look to the right, there's trouble. You look to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind you because the devil is gaining on you. But, oh, through it all, we have a promise, huh? See, if you look to the hills from which come in your help, and all of my help come from thee, which made the what? Heavens and made the earth. See? See, so through all that trouble, through all that challenges, through all the problems, when you are seatbelted in with the seatbelt of faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, he have a promise for us. Ain't that good? Ain't that great to know, amen, that we serve an awesome God? All right, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me, praise God, in the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to read two verses. Verse 57 and verse 58. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. And verse 57 and 58. And I think I'm going to need you a little bit today, Diane, to read for me, okay? All right. Verse 57 say, but thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who give us victory? Our Lord and Savior. Huh? Why? Because he the one paid it all. He the one went to the cross of Calvary. The Father sent the Son, and the Son gave his life for you and I. The Bible tells us, so, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you whosoever, I'm a whosoever. See, notice he didn't put no name there. He put a whosoever. Whosoever believe in him shall not what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Here's our Apostle Paul talking about, but thanks be to God. See, who we give give God glory for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he's the one give us victory. He paid the ultimate price. He shed his blood. How many know that there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's vein? Praise the Lord. So that's where our faith lies. So when you are seatbelted in the seatbelt of faith, amen, we, praise God, know that behind all these trials and tribulations, because we have a promise. He said the enemy will come at us one way, but he got to flee what? Seven. See? There's over 7,000 promises in the Word of God, and the Lord wants us to have every one of them. How you know that? Every time you read it, it's a promise. Every time you read it, it's a promise. It's not a verse that you don't read that our Lord, our God, don't give us a promise. Come on now. Verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
See? See why we can give God thanks? See why we can give God glory? Paul, praise God, was saying that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. See? Him himself, praise God. He was caught up with religion. But oh, when he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road of Damascus, he got seatbelted in. See, you got to get seatbelted in. And once you get seatbelted in, praise God, you can be steadfast. You can't be steadfast until you get seatbelted in. I know I'm right about that one. Come on now. Because you'll get tossed to and fro when the storm comes. It's easy to get blown out. And if your anchor don't hold, you're going to get blown out. Because the storm just keep coming. Praise the Lord. But oh, when your anchor is anchored in Jesus Christ, you can be unmovable. Am I right? You can be steadfast. And you can always abide in the work of the Lord. See? Now, nothing we do is useless. I want to make sure I bring that out. So don't get discouraged when you talk to folk. They don't come to church or whatever. It's easy to get discouraged. But nothing that we do for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not useless. Come on. Y'all going to pray with me here? Sometimes we become feel like nothing is happening. Yes, like we defeated about serving the Lord because we don't see any results. And the enemy always throwing that discouragement, disappointment at us. But when you seat belted in, here is the difference. Knowing that Christ have won the ultimate victory should affect the way we live right now. Look at that. See? We know. See? We know that we got a God on our side that had paid it all. It's been paid in full. Why? Because he gave his life. He shed his blood. And this is why we can be seatbelted in. Praise the Lord. All right? Don't let discouragement over and apparently lack of results keep you and I from doing the work of the Lord. We got to continue to be steadfast. We got to continue to be unmovable. We got to continue to be, praise God, on the fine line. We got to continue to be on our post. We got to continue to cry loud and spare not, to tell dying men and women and boys and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The time out for hanging in there, we got to be steadfast, okay? Huh? In chapter 16, verse 13, you'll find this. It says, watch. See, watch. Stand fast in the faith. You see that? Be brave and be what? Strong. When you seek better then, notice how Paul, now we all know what Paul went through. He stayed in trouble, stayed in jail more than he stayed in freedom. But he was free in his spirit through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's why he said we're more than a conqueror. You see that? Because he was seatbelted in. See, when you get seatbelted in, you don't dwell on your situation. There he, a man was not even with the church, but he was able to write epistles and encourage others. Praise God. See? When you seatbelted in, that's what makes the difference. Why? Because you know that you got a God said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, Paul knew that. Now, I'm going to read that again. I'm in chapter 16, verse 13. It say, watch. See, and that, and if you, the Lord said that too. Now, are you watching? Are you paying attention? We got to make sure, praise God, that we watch. He said, watch before pray. And that's what he said. Jesus said, watch. And then he said, pray. We got to pay attention. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. See, we got to stand fast in the faith. Paul picked it up, praise God, and said, stand fast in the liberty where Christ have set us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, yeah. Now when your seat belted in, that's what makes the difference. You see that? Huh? Are you with me? You got your Bible?
Yeah.
See? He said, and be brave. Praise God. Hold your head up. Quit dwelling on the situations and your problem. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. You what you mean? What you going to do? Get up from there. Shake yourself. And go in the Lord. Praise God. If you don't have no food, put the pot on the stove. There's some water in it. And when you do that by faith, I guarantee you, God will send somebody by with something to go in the pot. Come on now. See? That's what you call got confidence in God. See? And when the Lord see that, because his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth looking for faith in the earth. I'm talking about a seatbelt of faith. All right. Diane, get me 1 John 5, and I want you to read 3 and 4 for me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
For this is the love of God,
That
we keep his commandments.
Now, this is what we got to do. When we seatbelted in, we got to do what? Keep his commandments. Are y'all with me? See? Now, this is an apostle, Apostle John. And Apostle John say, you know, we have to keep our Lord and Savior commandments. And what else he say? Read.
And his commandments are not grievous.
His commandment is not grievous. It's not hard. The Bible tells me that the way is hard to the transgressor. When you want to break his commandments, when you want to go against it, you can't stay seat built in when you want to go against the will of God. You can unbuckle all you want, but I just told you, if the police catch you, you're going to get a ticket. Ain't no need to cry. I had it on you. You had it on. You got to keep it on. If you are driving on the street, you got to keep the seatbelt on. Come on now. That's a law. The children got to be seat belted in. They got to be in the car seat. They got to be seat belted in. If not, they're going to give you a bigger ticket. Come on now. That's the law. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. To, amen, to keep God's commandment, you got to be seat belted in, praise God, in the word of God. Trust in God that he will make a way. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask of faith. You see that? See? And the Bible says that his commandment is not grievous. See? It's not hard. But I just told you the way is hard to the transgression when you want to break God's law. Mm. Give me the next verse. What does it say?
For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
See? What is that saying? It's saying for every child of God, defeat this evil world by trusting Christ to give victory. See? Why? Because you seatbelted in. You see that? See, when you seatbelted in, you can overcome. And I'm going to tell you this. He said we are in the world, but we're not of it. He prayed the prayer. Don't say you can't make it. Because he prayed the prayer in St. John chapter 17. Huh? Say, Father, don't take them out of the world, but keep them while we are in the world. See? Jesus done prayed the prayer. So if he done prayed the prayer, we can make it. And when you seat belt and in, we're going to be one. He say, Father, make them one. As we and you, Father, is one. See? See that? See, I told you when you seatbelted in, you trust the word of God. See? You don't put your trust in people. You don't put your trust in no job. Come on now. You thank God for providing all these avenues, amen, for you and I. And he always got a way that is mighty sweet. See, when you seat belted in, you should know that he'll take little and make much. And he'll turn a negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make some good at it. For every child of God, that's what verse 4 is saying. Defeat this evil world by trusting Christ to give us victory. That's what that verse is saying. See? But you got to be what? Seat belted in by what? Faith. It's a faith walk. We trust God by faith, knowing that we trust him for his word, that if he spoke it, he able to perform it. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Now, Jesus never promised that obeying him would be easy, but the hard work and self-discipline when you seek belted in, see, of serving Christ is no burden. Ain't no burden to those who do what? Who love him. Amen. Now, do you love the Lord? Amen. And if our Lord start to feel heavy, we can always trust Christ to keep us bearing it. All right, Diane, get me St. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Praise the Lord. And while she's doing that, I'm going to read this again. See? Jesus never promised that obeying him would be easy, but that the hard work and self-discipline of serving Christ is no burden to those who love him. It ain't no burden to us. Because we seek better than in. If somebody come and crash us or hit us, turn the car over. They say the seatbelt do what? Secure you. It keeps you from going through the windshield. Huh? You see the difference? But now if you ain't got it on, ain't no telling where you're going to wind up. So is you seatbelt in with Christ in faith? Think about it. Spiritual now. See, we got to understand when we talk about the word of God, we thank God first. Why? God is a spirit. And he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in what? In truth. And we can always trust Christ to keep us bearing. Okay, St. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. What does it say?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
See what he said? But you got to come. He yet saying that today. Come. If you come, he said he will in no wise cast you out. See? Notice the Lord is pleading, come. He always saying come. He's always there with outstretched arms. See? He yet saying whosoever will. Because he love you with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world, he loved you. And when you come to him, he will seatbelt you in. He'll buckle you up. You don't do it yourself. He buckle you up. Oh, look at that. Oh, I just dropped a nugget there. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. See? Read what the book say.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
You see what he said? Now, you want some rest? You want some peace? You ain't going to find it in the world now. Where you going to find it? You're going to find it in Jesus Christ. You see that? And he'll seatbelt you in. See? He'll do it for you. He said, take my yoke. See? You got to take off your yoke and put his on. And when he seatbelt you in, he seatbelt you in. He'll buckle you up. Oh, I like that. And when he buckle you up, you secure it. I don't care what come your way. He put a hedge there around you. That's why he said the enemy will come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. And guess what? He said no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Look, see what I told you. When you seat belted in, look at the promises. Promise after promise after promise. You see? His blood cover you when you seat belted in. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. See? See where you're going to find some peace? See where you're going to find some rest? When you seat belted in, you don't have to worry about it. Sometimes the traffic get dangerous out there when you're traveling. I've seen some terrible accidents. Cars turn upside down. Cars mang up so bad, you wonder how people, you know, survive and come through. Nothing but the grace of Almighty God. And they come out there, and when they look at that car, they ought to be past you and I in the church.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Nothing but God's grace and mercy. And God have brought some of us out of some terrible stuff, some hard times, rough situations. But by us being seat-belted in faith in him, see, because that he say, you are mine, you belongs to me, see, and he's not going to let the enemy go no far. That's right. Why? Because he is God. Oh, I like that. He said, for my yoke is what? Easy. You see this? See? And his burdens is what? Light. You see that? He didn't say you wasn't going to have some of it now. Come on now. Sometimes the seatbelt get a little too tight. You notice that? it tightened up sometimes, and then you had to try to get it off your neck, you know. And you ever notice that? It's a reason for that. Because if you get a little slack and something hit you, you want to make sure you secure it and have stability where you don't be too loose. You don't want to come up out of it if something happened. Am I right? See? So that's why I tighten up. See? That's for our benefit. So our Lord and Savior know when to tighten the seatbelt. See? To keep us secure. He know when we get ready to get lax in our minds and in our hearts, huh? And in our spirit. See? Our mind begin to wonder. So the seatbelt get tightened up a little bit. Look at God. See? He know. See? But that's what we do. We'll complain instead of giving what? Thanks. See? All praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's there you go. See? And Sister Diane is right. Instead of complaining, you say, Lord, thank you for bringing me out a world of darkness. He don't take us out of the world. We're in the world. That's why he say we are in the world, but we're not of it. But he secure us while we seat belted in. We are preserved while we going through our daily occupation, our daily lives. See? He's always right there. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you five reasons, okay? As the Corinthians, as Paul was writing to them, getting ready for his next visit, they were directed to do these things. I just read 16 and 13. This is a tie into that. When he say stand, he say watch and be what? 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. What did he say? Read it one more time. 16 and 13. It say watch and do what?
Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like man. Be strong.
Be strong. In other words, be brave. And when you seat belted in Christ Jesus, this is why you can hold your head up. And I'm going to give you five reasons why Paul said that to the church. Okay, you ready? You want to write them down? Number one, be on your guard against spiritual danger. That's why you need to be seat belted in. You got it? I'll read it again. Be on your guard against spiritual danger. Because danger is lurking. Paul said we are troubled on every side. We are living in perilous time. Perilous means dangerous time. Okay? So be on your guard against spiritual danger. That's number one. All right, you ready for number two? Stand firm in the faith. When you seat belted in, you can stand firm because you are seat belted in by who? Christ Jesus. See? All right. Number three, be courageous. You can be courageous. Right? You can hold your head up. He told Joshua that. And that's what he said to Joshua. See? Be strong and be courageous. See? And if when the Lord speaks that on you, don't say that you can't do it. You can do it. In him. Because he got the seat belted in. What we're talking about today? A seat belt of faith. Faith is trusting the word of God. All right. Number four, be strong. Everything is right there in that scripture there, what Sister Diane just read. I give it to you again if you missed it. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. One verse. See? All right. That was number four, be strong. All right, number five, do everything with kindness and love. Today, not tomorrow, today. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. As we wait for the return of Christ, we shall follow the same instructions as he give them. I read it again. I know it's kind of long. Do everything with kindness and love. Today, as we wait for the return of Christ, we shall follow the same instruction. The Bible now is speaking to us when we read it. Paul was writing to the Corinthians, to the church. Notice he's writing to those that say that they know Jesus Christ. But a lot of them were not seatbelted in. They was wavering. How many know that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways?
That's what the word says.
And that's what it says. Amen. Come on, help me out here. See? See, so now we got to be what? Go back to 57 and 58. Be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the what? Work of the Lord, because our labor is not in vain. See? See? So it's very important to know, praise God, that we serve our awesome God. Praise the Lord. You know why we can stay seat-belted in? So today, get me 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. See, this is why we can stay seat-belted in. See, we got to believe the word. So oftentimes, the enemy put all this discouragement and throwing discouragement and keep us distracted and keep us, our minds wavering and all this type of stuff. And, man, and keep us not focusing and thing. See? And the seatbelt is yet on, but it's not tight enough. I told you about that looseness. See? So we have to make sure that the seatbelt is tight in. It goes round also around your waist down there, and then you got one come across your shoulder, so right, across your chest area. Just seatbelt you in to make sure that you are secured. All right. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. What does it say?
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Oh. Mm-hmm. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
See? You see that? We are ambassadors. For who? For our Lord and Savior. We're representatives. We represent him. What about you today? Huh? Are you ashamed to be an ambassador? Are you ashamed to speak in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Come on now. I heard our Lord say, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'm going to be ashamed to own you before my Father which is in heaven. I don't want him to say, Bishop Porter, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Because you need got to bow too now. Come on now. The Bible said every knee going to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, and when you seat belted in by faith, everything going to be all right. Oh, praise the Lord. You're not going to deny him. Oh, you are ambassador, praise the Lord, for Christ. God is using us to speak for him. See? That's why he sent his spirit back. And if you got something in the inside, you got some holy boldness. I know I'm right about that one. See? And then what Paul is doing, he was urging them as though Christ himself were there pleading for them to be reconciled to God. See that? And that's what I'm doing here today. That's what preachers do. Them that is in Christ, them that is anointed, they're going to lead you to Christ. They're going to lift up the name of Jesus, because there's something about that name. The Bible tells me that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. Tell me every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. There's something about that name. Oh, praise God. It's powerful. Our God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. He's on the move even as I speak. He's tugging at your heart. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he'll come in and he'll sit with you and you with him. See? Why? Because he loves you today. He loves you. Yo, don't nobody love me. Yo, no. The devil is a lie. How you say it, Darren? The devil is a lie. You quit even when you let him put that thought in your mind. You could be the black sheep of the family. You got somebody love you. Jesus Christ love you. If you'd have been the only person in this world, he yet would have unrobed himself, come down in the low world, and died for your sin. That's the love that he has for mankind. What is man that he's so mindful of? Jesus loved man. That's why he gave his life. Oh, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. The battle has already been fought and already been won through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. Oh, our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. See? He come to reconcile us back to our God. See, when you seek better in, now you're not separated anymore. You see that? What I'm talking about, seek better faith. See, you trust God by faith. See, it's a faith walk. That's what how we trust God. It's a faith walk. All right, Sister Diane, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 3:8.
Uh-huh. Now he that planted and he that watered are one.
See that? This is what I'm doing now. I may be planted to somebody, or I may be watered. We are what? One. Whoever church you got saved, praise God. They planted. You had to hear the word. They planted Jesus Christ. They planted the seed there. Okay? You come to the Lord. Now, another water. I may be watering today. See? But we all are what? One. See? Ain't no two or three. We are one. When you seat-belted in Christ, we are one. Go ahead. Read Bible. What does it say?
And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
You see that? You're going to get paid. You're going to get your dues, your just due. The Bible tells me that the wages of sin is still death. That's pay too. Wages is pay. So you ain't got to stop. You're going to get your pay. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. You see that? So both sides are going to get paid. So what side are you leaning on? Huh? Have you made up your mind? Is your heart fixed? I just want you to be encouraged today that you can, amen, stay seat-belted in Christ. I like that. One plant, another water, but it's God that do what? Give the increase. You see that? So this is what Paul is telling them, because they was confused. Some talking about, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul, I'm of this. And he say, is Christ divided?
Nope.
Come on, thank you, Sister Diane. Help me out here. Christ's not divided. It ain't no two or three churches. It's not but one church. I don't care what the name of your church is. The Bible says it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism in us all and through us all. And when you seatbelt it in, you're not confused. You're not mixed up. You're not tangled up. You're not tossed to and fro like a child. You can take a child, you can just grab him by the hand, you can lead him in kind of way. Come on now. But oh, when you seatbelt it in, you be steadfast. You be unmovable. You're always abiding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain. You see that? See the difference? See? I know I'm right about it. Praise the Lord. Man. And you can make it. Because like I said earlier, Jesus done prayed the prayer. So you can make it. All right? All right, Diane. Give me 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 14.
Wherefore, beloved,
mm-hmm.
seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
See? Without spot and what else?
Blameless.
And blameless. See, when you see belted in, see? Ain't you glad about that? See, when you see belted in, that's the difference. Therefore, beloved, look forward to do these things. Be diligent to be found by him in peace without spot and also blameless. See? See what people say about you. Thank God of what he don't think like man. Oh, oh, God, I got a revelation that time. Mm. See?
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't you glad about that? That's enough to make you shout right there.
More than glad.
He said his thoughts is not like man's thoughts. Neither his way is like man's way. This as far as the earth from the heavens is God's way from man's way. See? That's why you don't have to wait. Till the battle is over, you can shout when you seatbelted in. Come on here. You don't have to stop nothing that you're going through. He give you the strength to go right through it. Praise God. Huh? The storms just keep coming. But, oh, if your anchor is whole, you won't get blown away. I know I'm right about that one. Oh, because you seatbelted in and you got an anchor. And who is that anchor? Jesus Christ. See? Oh, he will do it for you. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God, amen. How he turned. In 58, what did it say? Be steadfast. Be unmovable. What did it say? 15 and 58. I'm sorry, Sister Diane. I tell you, it just keeps coming back to me. In 58, what did it say? Mm-hmm. What did it say?
It said, therefore, my beloved brethren,
mm-hmm.
be ye steadfast.
See, be what?
Steadfast.
See, you when you seat belted in, you can be steadfast. But if you're not, you don't have your belt, your seat belt on, you're going to be tossed. Anything like that happen to you. See? But when you steadfast, and what else?
Unmovable.
See? What I say about that seatbelt when it tighten up? You ain't going to do too much movement there. Because that thing tighten up. And you in. And that's how our Lord, amen, seatbelt us in him. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who do what? Strengthen. See? See the difference? That's why you got to be in him. When you're in him, he said, all things are possible. Not some. If you only do what? Believe. See how he make it easy. He make it simple. He say his word is so plain, a fool can't eat marrow. It's as plain as the nose on your face. It's not hard to understand the word of God when you seat belted in, when you come out of your way and trust and believe the word of God, that if God spoke it, he able to perform it. Finish it out. What else did he say?
Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
See that? Your labor is not in vain. Well, ain't nobody coming. I'm going to say to the leaders out there, be encouraged. Praise God. You know? There's other avenues. Come on now. There's other avenues. Well, we just can't go in because of this and because of that. See, get in the yard. It's time now to get out from young them four walls. Put some tails outside in your yard there. And cry loud and spare not. See? There's always a way. Then we hear on Blog Talk. We hear on social media. You hear on Facebook. They're putting some scriptures. That's what people are doing now. The word is getting out. And it's going to all four corners of the world.
Even if it's a scripture.
Even if it's a scripture. Thank you, Sister Diane. Help me out here. See? God always got a way. If they just read that, that's enough to get them to glory. You got to read it, believe it, and accept it. That's all you have to do. All right. All right, give me 1 Corinthians 1 and 8.
Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Who will also confirm you to the end? Now that's what he's asking them that, Paul. That you may be blameless in the day of who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? See that? You blameless in him. Get what people say about you.
Nope.
Let them run their mouth and or the old folks used to say, you run your business in Christ. You see that? That's why you, Sister Diane over here dancing. You know why? Because she seatbelted in. That's the difference. Hey. She have trouble. I have trouble. You have trouble. But we don't dwell on that. We don't see that dwelling on the problem and the situation and stuff. Hey, we go through. Right? Jesus said if they did it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a driver. That green tree was him. Right? They did everything to him. Huh? Thought the head got rid of him. But this is the reason why he come. He come to give his life. And I thank God for it. But you know what our Lord and Savior said? He had power to lay his life down and got power to pick it up again. Oh, help me somebody. Oh. Now that's powerful. Why? Because he is God. A supernatural God. that can do anything but what? Since Diane liked that. Me and her talking about it all the time. She look at me and I look at her. God can't in the Bible, what, how many times? One time. God can't fail. Oh, praise the Lord. God can't fail. If he spoke it, he'll do it. Praise the Lord. Just want you to be encouraged that you will not go off the line today the same way that you come on. That's what it's all about. Praise God. Man. That you get strength. You get, just like you go to the gym and you exercise and you lift weights. And yeah. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. You tune in, praise God, to be encouraged, to get strengthened. Praise God. See, if the word hits you, you don't get upset about it. Praise God. You buckle up your seatbelt a little bit tighter. That's it. See? You check it. Ain't nothing wrong with checking it, pulling on it to see is it secure? Thank you, Sister Diane. Ain't that what you do? You pull on it. Sometimes it's tight. You got to pull it to make sure they get around you. And that's what you do. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. The word hits you, then you see where you're missing it at, and you say, Lord, I thank you. You know, you tighten up in that area. That's all you do. You get more secure. You try to get secure more in that area. You don't get upset about it. Now you, I don't want to tune in and listen to them no more. Yeah, come on. The word ain't to make you happy. Praise God. It's to keep you what? In the straight line. Praise God. Serving the Lord. They keep you seatbelted in because it's a faith walk. And you got an enemy out there trying to always destroy and turn you around.
Come on now.
See? You got an enemy that don't like you now. He want to try to put each one another against each other. But the devil is a lie. See? And we know folks got the devil in them, but it don't have to be in you. Come on now.
Yes,
see?
Lord, yes.
Say, Lord, don't let it be me. He said, pray for those that prosecute you, despitefully use you. See? See? And when you see belted in, you're going to do what our Lord and Savior tell you to do. You don't get upset. Quit speaking to folk. I ain't going to that hellion house. Then if you can't make peace, he says, follow peace with all men, holding them without which no man should see the Lord. That's in you and I. Come on now. See, that's what we do. We try to keep the peace, try to follow peace. We know it's impossible to be with all men, but you can pray for them long distance. Can do that. God will honor that. He know the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and he knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirit. And I thank God for it. And when you seat belting in, everything gonna be all right.
Everything.
See?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I thank God, amen, that we serve an awesome God. Don't let your labor be in vain for the Lord.
Mercy, Lord, mercy.
Paul had already written letters. The first and the second letters. Teaching most of the church, they had responsibility. And they had to respond in the right spirit. You see that? These were, however, those who were denying Paul authority and questioned his motive. You see, they did it to Paul. So you think they won't do it to you and I? Ain't it funny how people fight those that are anointed? That got their soul at heart, watching over their soul, praying for them, looking after them. They don't want to give them a dime. They don't want to do this. They always have that. Wonder why that. But that they'll believe a false. More they will believe a person that is anointed. See? And this is what they did with Paul. They questioned his authority, questioned his motives. But you know what he went there? He said, I come to you knowing nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see what he never deviated from lifting up the name of Jesus. You see that? Why? Because he had met the Lord on the road of Damascus. He was in religion. He had education. He had, amen, all this. But he said, I come to you knowing nothing but him, Jesus Christ, crucified. See? And that's what an anointed man or woman of God going to do. They're going to present Jesus Christ to you. They ain't going to come to you with me, myself, and I. They're going to tell you the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. He said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto thee. That's why I'm here today, to lift up the name of Jesus. There's something about that name. Come on, somebody. See? You see the difference? And if you're concerned about your own soul, I'm going to give you something to think about today. Are you seatbelted in? By faith? It's a spiritual thing now. Can't be wondering about this thing. We living in critical times. We living in dangerous times. You've got to know now. If you wishy-washy, just told you, you're going to get blown out of the water. See? That's why we keep bringing it up. You got to be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord. Because your labor is not in vain. Your living right is not in vain. Come on now. See? So keep on keeping on. You be encouraged today. I'm going to give Sister Diane some of this now. Praise the Lord. I know she's over there shouting. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I thank God for. Praise God. I do. I thank God for. Praise God. Amen. Apostle kept at her. And I kept at her. And man, and she, I'm telling you. Man, and she is stepping up to the plate. Amen. She ain't on deck no more. She done stepped up to the plate. Praise God. And I tell you, we are proud of her. I am. And the apostle is proud of her. Praise God. She is a hard worker in the church and out of the church. If any church want to have a seminar on how an armor bearer is supposed to be, we have one here. She can do a whole class on it. How true armor bearer supposed to be. Because one thing I say about Sister Diane, she's going to tell you what is right. And she's going to lead you to the Lord. And after that, she's going to pray. It won't be about your business. She's going to pray. Praise God. Ain't nothing we can do about it, no way. Or she can do, but she's going to lead you to the one that can do something about it. And that's our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. She's going to take it to the Lord in prayer. And when you call her, you know what? That's more power, because the Bible says, well, there's two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth. See? He said he'll do it for you. See? I know where her mind is, but where is your mind when you call or want prayer? Huh? Just pray for me. But if you seat belted in, that's what I'm concerned about today. See? And are you steadfast? Are you unmovable? Are you abiding in the work of the Lord? You just read the scripture that your labor is not in vain. Don't care how it look. People turning a deaf ear. You keep on keeping on. You be encouraged because it's off you. The blood would not be required at your hand. You see that? It's in the Lamb Book of Life. And when they bowed, they came bow before the Lord and said, I didn't hear that. Because they said, oh no, my servant told you. See? See? That's the day. You hearing the day. He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. So the day can be your day. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I repent. I rededicate my life back to you. Seatbelt me in where I can be more secure from this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter today. Are you seatbelt in faith today? And when you look at the meaning of seatbelt, it says a belt or strap securing a person to prevent injury, especially in a vehicle or aircraft. So you know what? That's the natural. And the spiritual is what Bishop Porter was just now giving you. Seat belted in Christ today. When you get that strap on, don't care what comes your way, you know that you are secure in God. Because he said he going to fight against those that fight against you. And he going to bless those that bless you. That's the word today. Are you seat belted today? I thank God for, you know, my seat belt. I thank God for Apostle Porter and how she took time. She took time, teach the word, and Bible study is so important.
Amen.
It is so important. But, you know, our Bible study never used to be just Bible study alone, okay? Bible study night, you never know when it will be your time that God say, it's your time now to come in this seat. Healing and deliverance coming forth. Taking you to that next level in him. Thank God for your leaders that take time to teach you the word. Thank them. Pray for them. Continue to hold them before God. Cover them under the blood. I thank God for his son that came and died for my sin. I thank God for his love. Because when you feel that nobody loves you, God loves you. So remember today, be seatbelt in faith today. Be seatbelt in faith in your Lord and Savior. Know that there is no other God but him. You have imitators out there, but he is the one that created you. He is the one that created you. So today, as you take heed to this word that came forth from Bishop Porter today, it's time now for you to tighten your seatbelt. Tighten your seatbelt in every place, everything that you go into today. Tighten it. You go on your job, you tighten that seatbelt. How do you tighten that seatbelt? You tighten it with the word. You tighten it right now with the faith that you know that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You tighten it today by speaking the word, setting your atmosphere, and not allowing no one to change your atmosphere. But they are subject to your atmosphere. You be the one. You be the one to set that atmosphere today. So trust in God and know when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you, his word is true. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and you have Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on that link and listen. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, we just thank God for the birth of this radio broadcast. We thank God for just using Apostle Porter. I tell you, she is a woman of faith. She pray. She's a brigadier general in warfare. Let me tell you something. It's good to have a leader like that in your corner. And some people just don't know what they have. They don't know what they have. Or they know and don't want to use them. And I ain't talking about using them in a bad way. I'm talking about you need prayer. You need somebody to intercede for you. That leader, not a leader where you have to go through many people. No. And I thank God that I don't have to stand in line to get to my apostle. I thank God I don't have to stand in line to get to my bishop. I thank God I don't have to stand in line to get to my pastor. Because you know what? They are right there. They are phone call away. They are right here. Pray for your leaders today. And today, get deeper in the word, people. Get deeper in the word. This Bible is going to be taken away. Hide the word in your heart today. Secure it today in your heart. Secure it today. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed. Let him have. Let God have.
go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.